Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for being here today, as always. The time of recording, a little bit of a historical day on the horizon in a few hours. At time of this taping, on April 8th, Eastern Standard Time, just about 3:50 a.m. on Monday morning. A little less than 12 hours from now, the solar eclipse will be upon us. And I thought I would have some fun going back and doing some research on how folks that avowed their opinions on the World Wide Web back a few years ago, at time of the last solar eclipse. So I wanted to dissect it into the categories of awe and wonder. Awe and wonder in and of themselves. In this regard, in a few short hours, for those that do that safely, seeing the day turn to night for a brief period, I would imagine can be a powerful experience that can and probably will trigger feelings of awe and wonder at the universe's scale. Going back and researching a tad, studies have shown that this can even lead to increased feelings of happiness and connection to others. Wouldn't that be an ideal bridge, pun intended, in the gap of perhaps an overall lack of happiness on the planet at the moment? Or, rephrasing that, seeking our opportunities to have happiness in the world arena the last 5 years or so, contemplating at best. So the study's pertinent to awe and wonder in and of itself. Whatever precipitates awe and wonder, seven miracles of the world for one, for instance, studies have shown that even this can lead to increased feelings of happiness and connection to others. Anxiety. The strangeness of this event today when it occurs, the eclipse of the sun, with the sudden darkness, might cause some people to feel anxious or uneasy, especially those that are already prone to anxiety for whatever reason or reasons. Overall, the emotional impact of a total eclipse probably varies depending on the individual persons within. It's a unique experience that can be both awe-inspiring and probably unsettling, especially with the fanfare and what have you that's going to occur or around it, as today at time of taping, Federer's out. Whenever you hear this, more than likely by the time you hear this, the event will have already occurred. So, going back in some research pertinent to solar eclipse before we go to the 10-second break, I guess this survey from Quora, www.quora.com, with the specific question at that time, I think this was back in 2017, asking the specific question, not me then, the general question, how did the experience of a total eclipse affect you emotionally? Then, love to hear how this one that's about to occur, and like I say, by the time you hear my voice now on the 8th at time of recording before the event actually has happened, love to hear your opinion on how it affected you and or how previous ones, if you've witnessed them, have done so. Leaving me voicemail messages here at the board, message board at the shows. And I framed a couple of probing questions, hopefully perceived as such, in the description of today's show. Then moving out, as the year fetters out, hoping to have some expertise on the science side of it and so forth, in the way of guests upcoming on my shows. So, randomly at the Quora page, there's about 35 different responses at that interval, some 6 years, 7 years ago. The very first one that you read top to bottom, I mean, her name's out there, but we'll just say MAP, M-A-P for her initials. You can see it for yourself. Verbatim from MAP. Where she works. This is what she said pertinent to the last solar eclipse in 2017, or the specific one in 2017, I believe, is what they're responding to here. We drove from Florida to Anderson, South Carolina to see the eclipse in the path of totality. It was the most beautiful experience I have ever had. You could see the darkness encroaching on you from the distance. Darkness began on the right and quietly approached us. As darkness descended, the temperature dropped significantly, the birds stopped chirping, and the crickets began singing. I felt a rush of emotion envelop my body with chills up and down my spine. My eyes filled with tears, a feeling of exhilaration and complete fulfillment swept over me as the darkness was slowly replaced with light again from the night air. And then it goes on, if you subscribe to Quora at that time, or I wanted to now, I guess you could read that said individual's recanter. Quickly, couple more here, we'll take the 10-second break. Initials, the individual's names there, but LF would be the next in succession as you scroll down that page, Quora.com. How did the experience of a total eclipse affect you emotionally? If you want to get a feel for Brethren Society a few years ago. Let's read that one. Did Harry inherit more than William? I guess they're answering other questions there. Here's another one I'm trying to scroll down. Why do people become highly emotional during a total solar eclipse? I've witnessed several in this dissertation, not Grandpa Bill, quoting from Quora, whomever authored this there, verbatim, some 7 years ago, and then we'll go to break. Why do people become highly emotional during a total solar eclipse? I've witnessed several, and during total eclipses, people cry, scream, etc. These emotions do not seem to manifest during lunar or annular events. We'll talk about both of those moving forward. for a comparison. And if you want to interject your own comparisons, again, great fodder at the message board. Please do so. Voicemail message board, BH Sales, Kennel Club, Ballistic Healing Hour. Did anyone else feel weird? Now, this is from the article 7 years ago. At yesterday's eclipse, at the time of that writing, if you want to respond to today's eclipse on the 8th, moving forward, I'd love to get the fodder of how you perceived it, literally, figuratively, emotionally. Do you think people act differently during a lunar eclipse or solar flares? That was a question in the Quora forum 7 years ago. Love to explore that moving forward. Your questions could perhaps, perhaps be featured on the show. And depending on your capacity, author, expertise, you wanted to be on the show, etc., interact at my message board. Love to exchange ideas on having guests with expertise and anyone that's had experiences that care to share, or books, articles, whatever. Let me know that. Quickly before we go to break, do you experience a total solar eclipse as primal or mind-altering? And what is your subjective experience? A direct question from Quora online some 7 years ago. Time frame. Let's use it now. Past tense, by the time you hear my voice, this eclipse probably will have transpired today. At time of taping, it's some 12 hours away, a little less than that. And did anyone feel weird as the new one presents itself? If you have any opinions on witnessing in past tense, what are your feelings? One more quickly. Another individual, SM, going down the list, verbatim. Emotion is honest, but lacks wisdom when it acts alone. I enjoyed the crowd gathered to share the experience some 7 years ago from the article from Quora online, Quora.com, asking the specific question at that time pertinent to that solar eclipse. How did the experience of a total eclipse affect you emotionally? I enjoyed the crowd gathered to share the experience. The eclipse could be witnessed from anywhere within the zone, but many people chose to watch it together. It was emotionally reassuring that so many folks still enjoy the wonderment that is their birthright, still place their trust in science. The dimming of the day through the initial partial eclipse was hardly noticeable until the last minute, and then totally took everyone by surprise, even though it was fully expected. Great cheer went out, etc., etc. You can continue reading that. Afterwards, I started the long drive back from Salem, Oregon to Sacramento, California. Everywhere I stopped within the zone, I asked the first people I saw if they witnessed totally. The gas station attendant, who said Costco employees were given a break to go outside and see it some 7 years ago. The visitor from Richmond, California in Newport seeking a Section 8 voucher to move there. The postal driver in Corvallis, Oregon. The couple walking along the river waterfront in Corvallis, who by chance also were from Sacramento. All of us wanted to talk about it, wanted to savor the feeling, keep it going. That's what I'm looking for here. If you enjoy what's about to happen, you've seen some exhilaration, some comfort, some solace, S-O-L-A-C-E, let's exchange that. Happiness is. Let's take that 10-second break, and when we come back, we'll close out in an extended closeout for about 10 to 15 more minutes on this topic that's fascinating. How did you react if you've witnessed one or more of these events in your chronology? Well, this existing one that's about to transpire, probably past tense by the time you've heard it. Let us know. Interchange the uncomfortable truths. Don't worry. Be happy. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Pet Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you by our invitation where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, combined with the ubiquitous audience, your efforts to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Thank you for doing that. Continue doing so. We do 3 audio versions daily, my 6th year running doing that. My YouTube offerings, Bill Holt at Bill Holt 8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And we always do interactive polls daily. Please do interact and leave messages at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. One of my factions today via this.
Okay, deep calming breath, and let's go into our final segment today. Thanks for being here at this juncture, however you got here, including fast forwarding. We all do that on occasion. We should be able to wrap this up in about 15 minutes or so, segueing in. And what I want to do here is actually expand upon taking a historical look at the eclipses. In some kind of a historical analogy of how they occurred in the past. Solar eclipses have captivated humanity for the millennia, leaving their mark on history, science, and our collective psyches, which is what I want to talk about moving forward, precipitated by the probing questions today, which we'll revisit right before the close momentarily. So delving into the celestial spectacles past, present, and future, from omens to observations, a historical look. The ancient world, in my research to this juncture, assimilated very quickly over this past weekend. The earliest recorded eclipse dates back to 2137 BCE. In China. There, highlighting its importance in tracking time and possibly predicting the future, then, many cultures viewed eclipses as omens, with the Greeks even crediting one with stopping a war. I'll do some more research on that element alone. You can certainly interject if you have any basis knowledge, especially specific to that particular war that the Greeks were referring to. We'll get into that upcoming shows. Medieval period. During the medieval period, eclipses continued to be seen as signs from the divine, with some of the populace fearing they could harm pregnant women or bring misfortune. The fodder of the generation, the miscalculations, the misnomers. Fast forward till 2024, think we have any of those categories in day-to-day life in the theater that's called this blue planet as it plays out right now on April 8th at time of this recording, some 10 hours before the next solar eclipse, probably a past tense event as you hear this recording. Continuing the scientific revolution, astronomers like Hipparchus, Hipparchus, fellow history buffs, y'all know I love history. We'll be talking about that. Hipparchus used eclipses to calculate lunar distances, marking a shift towards scientific understanding. Then the modern era, like the 1919 eclipse, famously confirmed Einstein's theory of relativity, showcasing the power of these events for scientific progress, dissemination, analysis, and off we went to the races with different viewpoints, slants, you're pro-Einstein, you're anti-Einstein. He was all wet behind the ears, whatever. All fodder for different times. But that was the proverbial crossing in the road at that juncture. Witnessing the darkness impacts on people. What have they been through the historical recanterings? Share your observations, experiences, family tree, up close and personal experiences, anecdotes, books, infographics. Join in the fodder. Awe and wonder. The stark beauty of a total eclipse with daytime turning into twilight inspires awe and a sense of wonder at the universe's vastness. Social media is always abuzz with hashtags like Eclipse Day, Total Solar Eclipse Day, capturing the shared experience. All well and good, can be. Will it be an exaltation of happiness? Will it be cathartic? Will it be therapeutic? We all protect, we're protective eye gear. Personally, I'm thinking of doing, I don't know yet. I'll let you all know when it happens. I might have a mirror with protective eye gear, looking into a mirror from projectory and refractory frames off of a mirror. That's all going around in my crazy cobweb head, whether I do that or not later. Perhaps. I'll let you all know. Anxiety and fear. Always those two subjects through the history of time, whatever precipitates causing it. Usually manic depression, craziness, theater, world arenas, precipitating wars, my missile's bigger than yours, whatever, to the history of time. Right up and close to April 8th, 2024. The sudden darkness and the unknown nature of the event can cause anxiety, especially to those already prone to it. It'll be interesting to see what does happen as this fetters out in a few short hours on April 8, 2024, at time this recording, the events to occur at somewhere around 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now some 11 hours away. Body and mind, the eclipse effect. While eclipses don't directly affect the human body, they can trigger psychological responses. Physiological changes the body might experience minor fluctuations in heart rate or blood pressure due to the sudden change in light. How you precipitate it, how you observe it, your exposure to your, where you are you in Holton, Maine, which is supposed to be a vantage point, and all the way down to Texas and the towns in between, and so on and so forth, and then worldwide, however it's applicable, wherever you viewed it, if applicable, in your vantage point thereof. What are the psychological and physiological effects? The awe-inspiring experience can elevate moods and feelings of connectedness. Ah, that's what we want to know. Happiness is. How are you plugging into happiness? Especially on the backside of this. Is this a catalyst? Was it a catalyst? Is it? Fear of the unknown might cause anxiety in plenty. Solar eclipses are more than just astronomical phenomena. They are and can be a testament to humanity's curiosity. Those of us of the human persuasion that are on this planet, most assuredly co-inhabited by all kinds of alien forces, maniacism, and so forth, at this juncture. So a bridge between science, culture, reality, and a reminder of the power of nature to evoke wonder and awe. What say you? In the opening, in the description of today's show, I asked us all to brace ourselves collectively of the human populace, wherever we are, for the eclipse in this edition of the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour. Pertinent to animals, we'll get to that. They come into it too. I'll be meditating with my two cats later, Brady and Brody, pertinent to the subject.
and all animal and dog lovers, natural healing enthusiasts. We'll talk about that moving forward too. What's your precipitation through your pets if you observe and did observe this upcoming eclipse wherever you're hearing it at the time that you are hearing it? Probably a past tense event. Respond accordingly. Love to see, how did your animals react? How did you and your animals react together? Where applicable? Another category, please let us know. I'm hoping that it's going to be an eclipse extravaganza, opening up the doors for more and more fodder. As the celestial dance unfolds above us, we'll continue to dive into the world of animal wellness and kelp-powered twists pertinent to and kelp for nutrition in my Workouts for Geriatrics episode, aka Silver Streakers, good for all kids, 1 to 92, physical workouts, nutrition, and healthcare. How does this, and how will it, and how has it, in the history of time, presented catharsis? The benefits of kelp for you and your furry friends. How to navigate the eclipse's energy with or without your pets, where applicable. Your questions on all things related accordingly, where applicable. How are your animals reacting to the eclipse? Or how did they? Where applicable. Are they barking? Dogs? Whatever? Or wolves? Are they eating fecal matter and barking at the moon? Grandpa Poe getting crazy. Are they curled up in a corner? What's your biggest question for canine health? Animal health and well? Catharsism through this, if it's applicable, let us know. Fodder will be answering your questions live on air and offering kelp-tastic solutions for animals' well-being and your well-being based on your responses to do so and interest levels. Harnessing the eclipse for human healing. Attention all wellness seekers and seekers. The PH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour today and moving forward. Continuing to be hosted by, hopefully perceived, your trusty guide, me, Grandpa Bill. Today, taking on a celestial twist as we explore the eclipse's potential impact on human well-being, specifically here, but for sure the animal that I just referenced, or both. Respond accordingly. Let us know. As the world dims, as the world burns, moving forward on its axis, let's delve into the power of nutrition, health, wellness, like-minded starseeds, togetherness, harnessing the eclipse energy for holistic healing. We will discuss the science behind kelp in particular, moving forward, its benefits for overall health. Think immunity, gut health, and more. Practical techniques to utilize the eclipse's energy for personal growth and reflection. Let's tap in to that cosmic reset button. Your burning questions on the above categories that we've outlined here today are moving forward. Interaction, eclipse, reflections, kelp solutions, a guide to holistic healing under the cosmic shadow, eclipse, wellness, be it sales, kennel kelp, holistic healing, always food for the mind, body, and the soul. So leave us your voicemail responses today, specifically asking two probing questions in the description of the show. How are you feeling during the eclipse? Are you energized or introspective? What's your biggest challenge on your path to holistic well-being? Is it stress management, sleep issues, or something else? We'll be offering kelp-powered advice and guiding through techniques to leverage not only the eclipse's energy for a personal healing boost, but the reactions to it, past tense, present tense, and moving forward. To correlate the precipice in time where we're all at. Everybody knows somebody that's up against it, contemplating what's it all about. Alfie, Main Street, Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA, Main Street around the world. This show has been blessed with global exposure. I've been blessed with your interactions, making and keeping this show fresh for 6 years and running. We need the interchange, exchange, and it plays quite well into this Thursday upcoming guest, eighth time appearance, Byron Athene, psychotherapist friend, psychoanalysis over in the United Kingdom. He will be, good Lord willing, little inside joke, it definitely will happen. We talked about it archively. Weather got in the way, time zones, war zones, towers, communication. It's a complete reality check on where we are as we speak in 2024. The 8th of April 8th, soon to have the most recent solar eclipse. Byron will be expanding upon the A, B, and Z elements, theories, modalities within his own practice over 30 years and his own experiences as it pertains to happiness. Our optimum critical word that I would love to have you think not only all day today, this week, but forever. Let's start thinking happiness. Check the ego. Leave it at the door. Leave the spiraling vortex monkey mind that 95% of the world populace is definitely in and unfortunately continues to spiral into their own futures. Unless you leave your slippers and ego at the door, get to that sweet spot. Joe Dispenza, Bruce Lipton, Gaia, whatever your means of modality and guidance to include. FreedomSnap.org, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday. Guided there by Seth Lee Brzezinski. Grandpa Bill's a blessed audience member. Believe it or not, a Marcel Marceau there. Don't say a peep. It's my therapy. Join us there. We're always looking for the 100th monkey mind. Somewhere along the way, we'll be reconnecting with Tim Doyle over in China. Lots going on with the Path to Oneness. He'll be a guest on the show again. Bucket list, and now in retirement. Everybody knows somebody up against it once again in closing. People, wild animals being driven out of their natural environments, full support of that together with these conglomerates of many intuitives. Feral and rescue animals, domesticated animals, same challenges for them as ourselves. Good clean foods and medicines will help you in both. There are people, plants in this planet, hopefully continuing to be perceived as a harbinger of good information, myself as a porcelain junction box. Once again, thanking one and all goodwill ambassadors, like-minded intuitives, were blessed, large members of many groups that as the year fetters out, I haven't even broken the surface of getting the opportunity to talk about them and their memberships. We do this one star seed at a time together. Networking, the big patchwork quilt, which apothecary, holistic medicine, alternative integrative medicine is. Food for the mind, the body, and the soul, allowing the body to heal itself innately with the traits that we were all were blessed in. And with continue paying it forward, we grow together one more time. Grandpa Bill at Grandpa Bill, Bill Holt, 8792 YouTube channel. Like us, share us, give us that thumbs up. Please do subscribe. Again, the multi-piece jigsaw puzzle that we all work in synchronicity and synergistically with the many modalities around the world in the history of time. TCM, Ayurveda, Malaysian jungles, Brazilian jungles, Negrito tribes, Native Americans, the many modalities that have formulated results. Food for the mind, the body, and the soul. Make it a safe and productive day. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everybody.